tile problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Yay. On top of it.
Staying on top of all my vitamins.
Still adjusting to the early mornings for you, but you're doing well.
I'm getting there, I think. We've had a few texts in, and if people want to keep texting in, 5395 is the number, or you can give us a call on 309 3879 if you've got a query for Ange.
We love your calls, otherwise it'd be nothing.
Exactly. We're nothing without you guys.
Yeah.
We've got someone who's asked, what supplements or foods can help calm an anxious and depressed mind? That's a good one for sort of the winter blues, I reckon.
Totally. So foods or supplements? Well, I would start off with saying eat well and have protein, because protein makes... You make all the neurotransmitters, so it's the ingredients to make serotonin and tryptophan and those sorts of things.
When you say eat well, though, like that's quite broad in my mind.
Yes. Or if I was someone who like didn't really know, like what would be some tips that you'd...
But this is where I'm going on to sort of half your plate vegetables, quarter of your plate protein, and that needs to be eggs or fish or white meat like chicken, or otherwise if you're vegan or vegetarian, you go legumes plus grains.
Okay.
And then some people like to have red meat as well, and then that can be like two or three nights a week, you know, and you do it with a stir fry or something like that, so that it's more veggies, but you've still got that protein going in. Because it is not only that, it also is a form of zinc too, you know, the red meat and chicken and things. And zinc is really important for... your mood and B vitamins and magnesium. So it's a really valid question, because for the anxiety side of things, a lot of people need magnesium. And they're saying it in seminars now. Actually, who doesn't need magnesium?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So with the coffee and the stress and the, you know, lots of fluids going in and sugar and things like that, we deplete our water-soluble vitamins like B complex and magnesium. And that makes you feel anxious. You know, your nervous system's just rattled. Mm-hmm. And what calms it down? Magnesium and B vitamins. So, and when you do B vitamins, if you need extra, like you can get it through whole foods like brown rice, quinoa, black rice, whole grains, yeast. But if you do want to sort of supplement yourself to give yourself an extra boost, which people go, gosh, that was good.
Yeah.
I tend to go more for a practitioner's multi, because then you get the iodine and selenium for pretty much the same price.
Okay.
And then we can also give you activated Bs in case you're a person who doesn't convert B vitamins very well. Well, we can just jump that step and give it to you how you should get it.
Fantastic.
So that's really good. The other thing that's really important is don't live on sugar and coffee.
Right. So this is good for students out there who are hustling towards the final deadlines for various mid-semester stuff.
We're just saying, you know, you're into this crunch time in the next 3 weeks where things have got to be handed in and assessments and assignments due, you know, it's chock-a-block. And here we need to help you with your brain. So you've got to, you know, put the anxiety and depression into order so that you can go forward and use your thoughts for what you need to use them for.
So if you're feeling a little bit anxious, would you suggest cutting out coffee altogether?
Some people need one in the morning to enjoy. And I think it's a bit of a treat. I know I'm speaking for myself here, but, you know, one a day in the morning, you know, and enjoy it. But don't have any more. But instead put on a soup and boil some eggs and have foods on hand like trail mix and things that will get you
Someone's asked, is a good protein shake going to help? Good protein
exactly,
shake?
Exactly, yeah. So, and we've got good protein powder. It's chocolate flavoured at the clinic, and it's really nice. It blends well. You know, it's the Isoway chocolate protein powder with rice, milk, banana, blueberry, and that just keeps me going for 4 hours, and you don't have to think about it, you know, it's just done. So that's good. Exercise is also really good. Just take a walk on the beach and look at the horizon, you know, and or even just sit down and look at the waves. You know?
Eyes off the screen helps for a bit.
Mm. Yeah, and just look after yourself. Listen to your little voice. You know, what does it need? You know, oh, I just need to call mum. Oh, I just want to ring my sister or something like that. You know, we just do need support. So. Yeah. So, you know, reach out for it, because we are social beings and we do need connection. Mm. Yeah.
With the magnesium, we've had queries on this before, but do you have if you were to just supplement with a magnesium, do you have a brand you recommend? Because sometimes for some people, higher doses can really flush if you know what I mean.
There's you know, like magnesium oxide because the laxative effect, you know.
Right.
And then there's magnesium bisglycinate and other ones that don't so much. And also I really like the active elements, which is on my website. You can go to mineral appraisal, which is free, and then they can do a questionnaire and then they figure out which one's best for you.
Because
there's combinations with magnesium phosphate. There's potassium phosphate for racing mind and that sort of thing, can't get to sleep. And other people who need a bit of liver work, so they use the sodium sulfate in it. Or some people who have itchy, flaky scalp, you know, they'll put you on to 3.2, which is more sort of potassium sulfate. So it's a good way to sort of do a mineral appraisal, and then it puts you onto the right kind of magnesium for you. Yeah.
Fantastic. So lots of good advice if you're out there hustling towards your big deadlines or your mid-year deadlines or your mid-masters or your mid-PhD or whatever it is you're doing. Lots of good advice from Ange this morning.
Yeah, and there's Brain Boost and there's Stress Less, which is on my website. So herbs to help support the nervous system. Or if you can't sleep, let me know, because we can do things about that. There's Sleep Mix and there's 4.2, so
things like that. Good advice as well to talk to people. Give people a call. Go have a coffee with your mates. Like, go for a walk. That stuff's good as well. It's all part of the package.
And also, you know, when you swim, I love going for swimming and lengths, and then all these thoughts come to my mind. It irons out everything that's in my head, you know, and you get it in order. But anything where you cross your arms and legs, like in a cross, they call it cross crawling, it's really good for integrating your mind with your body.
Really?
And it helps sorting out your thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I love going for a swim because of that exact thing, but I didn't know it was actually like a thing.
Yeah. you're actually cross crawling.
There we go. I'm cross crawling, guys.
Yeah.
Cross crawling in the Mount Albert Aquatic Centre.
Yeah. So good.
Someone's texted in. I've seen this text before. Any suggestions for tennis elbow other than rest or anti-inflammatories? This person, I don't know if it's the same person, but I think they've texted in to you before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I always like silica kelp floor to help strengthen up the tendons. And then otherwise, then you can go like osteopathy, or otherwise there's Dr. Fraser Burling, who helps with tennis elbow. He's a physician and a musculoskeletal specialist. And a rheumatologist, so, you know, it depends how far gone it is or how long you've had it for, but you can get it treated and, you know, sorted out in 6 weeks.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ange.
Thanks so much, Ange, for popping up. Very good advice today. We'll see you next week.
Will do. Have a great week.
You too.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
And we'll be back.